The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Marking 10 years of their Green Wave program, the Prince Rupert Port Authority awarded five companies for their participation. Manager of Environmental Sustainability, Jason Scher, explained what the aim of the program is.
The Green Wave program is an incentive program for marine vessel carriers to reward and incentivize cleaner operations of vessels, both air emissions and underwater noise. And we do so by providing a reduction on port harbor dues. The Green Wave program is based on a number of tiers. So the higher the tier, the more percent of harbor dues is given back. Achieve the higher tier, it's a much more difficult process to get up to the top levels. So for a vessel to be in the tier three would have a significant reduction in environmental impact.
Scher went on to explain how the port determines that a vessel qualifies for the program.
So the Green Wave program is a number of environmental programs and technology. Vessel notations is part of qualification mechanism. So in terms of environmental programs, each of these programs typically has a rating system or a scoring system based on the performance of the vessel. So the more emission reductions a vessel can demonstrate, the higher they will be in those various programs, be it RightShip, the Environmental Ship Index, the Green Wave program, or a few of them. So the higher the score of the vessel or the rating, the higher we rank it in our tiers. So a vessel that performs extremely well with a very high rating in a program will likely end up in our tier two or tier three in our Green Wave program.
One of the awards that have been given out each year since 2018 is given to a specific vessel owner, which Scher explained more about.
Back in 2017, we became one of two ports in the world to incentivize quieter ships. That other port is the Port of Vancouver. And so we are still the only two ports in the world providing underwater noise incentives for vessels. And so what we do each year is with Green Wave Award, we call out specific vessel owners. For the underwater noise component of the Green Wave Award, we are recognizing those individual ships who call the previous year that are meeting criteria in our program around underwater noise.
This year, with Piavia and NBA Rubens getting the Underwater Noise Award, Scher named the other five companies that were awarded for their participation in the program.
So last year there were five, and those are BC Ferries, Costco Shipping, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Navigator Gas. New ship owner that joined the awards was the SM line.
Along with reduced harbor dues, Scher described another award component.
We went and commissioned a piece of art from Kelly Clifton, well-renowned Kit Kat artist, lives in Prince Rupert. And so for each of these companies that receives the award, we're giving them a framed version of that piece of art.
The Port Authority also explained that the Green Wave program is part of their goal to reduce carbon intensity by 30% by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.